Well, today is the third Sunday in Lent. Lent is a time of self-examination and rededication in preparation for the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord at Easter. It is a time of prayer and meditation, repentance, and spiritual renewal. We began Lent on Ash Wednesday, saying that the church needs Lent to remind us of who we are and what we are called to do. At the beginning of Lent, we are reminded that our possessions, our political affiliations, the nations, our projects, our families, and even our lives do not last forever. Hence the saying, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Lent comes to pry our fingers off of everything that is temporary, turning our hearts and our minds toward what is eternal, and that is our relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the only sure thing in this world. It's a time for Christ's followers to reflect on the ways we compromise in our daily living, to contemplate the ways that we do and do not reflect the character of God in the world, and how we switch allegiances and turn away from the truth of God's word, which has the power to transform us when we apply it to our lives. Amen? You have to apply it to our lives. That's why James exhorts his readers, saying, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." Eugene Peterson puts it this way in the Message Bible. He says, "Don't fool yourselves into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but. Letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear. Those who hear and don't act are like those who glance in the mirror, walk away, and 2 minutes later, they have no idea who they are or what they look like. Anyone who sets himself up as religious by talking a good game is self-deceived. This kind of religion is hot air and only hot air. Real religion, the kind that passes muster before God the Father, is this: reach out to the homeless and loveless in their plight and guard against corruption from the godless world." In an ABC News BeliefNet poll from 2015, it stated that 83% of Americans identify themselves as Christians. If 83% of Americans are indeed Christians, then a great percentage of them are suffering from spiritual dementia because what we see being reflected in our country today by many, many people who name the name of Christ is anything but Christ-like. Peterson would say their religion is full of hot air, talking a lot without saying anything of meaning or value. And we know talk is cheap when it is not followed up with actions. And our actions always, always, always speak louder than our words. An often quoted piece of wisdom from Maya Angelou says, When people show you who they are, believe them. And Jesus put it in this way, by their fruits you shall know them. What does your life speak about your faith? In a speech to the Diocese of Rome in 2013, Pope Francis said this: can we who have had the joy of knowing that we are not orphans, that we have a Father, be indifferent to those who ask of us a hope that will help them to look into the future with greater confidence and serenity? We cannot remain indifferent. Words without witness are hot air. Words do not suffice. That's a good word. Words without witness are hot air. The truth or falsehood of our profession of faith in Jesus Christ is validated not by our talk, but by our walk. James, the writer, tells us, faith without works is what?
Dead.
It's dead. In our passage today, James puts emphasis on listening and hearing attentively. And in the Old Testament, the word hear had a special connotation. The Hebrew word for hear is Shema. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, Moses says this to the Israelites as they renew their covenant with God in preparation for the conquest of the Promised Land. He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Keep these words I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Here, he begins with. This became known as the Shema. It is the fundamental statement of Israel's faith, the centerpiece of morning and prayer in Judaism, and is the first portion of scripture many times a Jewish child learns. This is not superficial, in one ear and out the other kind of hearing that has no impact on our behavior. This is listening that results in obedience to what has been heard. This is hearing that shapes our lives and is demonstrated by how we live. Sometimes I feel like I keep saying the same thing over and over, but in different ways. Because God wants is to get through to us that there's more than knowing Christ than just saying so. Amen?
Amen.
It's reflected in how we live. James is aware that people sometimes limit their understanding of faith to a simple series of truth claims. I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is God. I believe Jesus died and rose from the dead. Well, so what if it doesn't make any difference in you? Amen? It's just something limited to their heads or their words. And for James, this is inadequate. Because you know this, people might say one thing. Oh, I believe one thing. We say a lot. Amen? But we do something totally different. Therefore, James insists that true faith is whatever is actually operating in your life. Faith that is not active and not affecting our behavior is not faith at all. Amen. James cares particularly about how we speak. In verses 19 and 20, he says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. He goes on to say again in verse 26, those who consider themselves religious, and now the word is spiritual, and now I'm spiritual, and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues, deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Because speech flows so easily, is so immediate, and is at times very hard to control, James sees it as an expression of genuine faithfulness. Or on the flip side, as a sign of spiritual immaturity. You see, you cannot, he counsels us, casually insult your neighbor, who is like you, made in God's own image, and presume to be approved by God. You cannot give voice to God's wrath out of your own irritation at another, when you yourself are in danger of God's wrath, if it were not but for God's grace. Amen? Therefore, furthermore, our merely listening to God's word without putting it into practice shows that we ourselves have not benefited from it. And you know what that makes us? Ineffective. Ineffective witnesses for Christ. So then we neither please God, and we are of no benefit to anyone else. Our lives speak volumes in many ways, by what we do and by what we do not do, by what we give our time and our talents and our resources to, and by what we neglect. All of these are ways our lives proclaim who we are and what we value. Through these, we testify to what is a priority in our lives. And as a Christian, it testifies to who sits on the throne of our life. Is it Christ? Or is it our ego? With ego standing for edging God out. Amen. Two people can't sit in this chair. Imagine this is a throne. Two people can't sit in that chair at one time. Amen. Either Christ is Lord or Christ isn't. Amen. Either you submit or you push into the side. God is a gentleman. God's not going to make you serve him. God's not going to make you submit. Amen. God's not going to make you choose his way over your own. But there's a time, as the scripture says, when every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. Is Jesus truly the Lord of our lives? Or are our professions of faith nothing but lip service? An active and vital faith in Jesus Christ will touch every area of our lives. I cannot say that enough. There is no such thing as compartmentalized faith. It's a sham. It's a sham. Either you believe him or you don't. Either you submit or you don't. Yes, it takes growth, but if you are in the same place you were when you started, then you're really backwards. Amen. And that's not what faith is. Faith is active and powerful and transforms us. But we've got to submit. Amen? If Jesus is truly, truly the Lord of our lives, then it will reflect in our lives. His character will be reflected more and more and more in our words and our deeds and our choices and our responses to people. Amen? Amen. We won't say everything we think. Amen? Amen. Even when we're right. Amen? Just because you think you're right doesn't mean it's right to say what you say. Amen? And what we say reflects, amen, who we are. Because what's the scripture say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's not just, oh, I believe in Jesus or something like that, when we're just saying any old thing. But that's what comes out of you before you can get it back in. Amen? That shows who you are. Amen? If the Holy Spirit can't yoke you in, and you just say anything you get good and ready to say, you need to get on your knees. Amen? What does your day-to-day behavior say about you? When people see you, do they see the character of Christ? If you belong to Christ, let your life speak. Amen? Let your life speak, not your words. Let your life speak. Be a living and breathing testimony of the love and the power of God to save, to heal, to deliver, and to transform our lives. Let your life speak of the one whose love for humanity is so great that he has enabled us through the sacrificial death of his son to share, as Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 to 14 say, in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. You are supposed to be light. I am supposed to be light. Watch what you say. Amen? Paul goes on to say, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sin. Listen to all those action words. Rescued us, transferred us, purchased our freedom, forgave our sin. That's active. Our God is not a stagnant God. If he rescued you, don't go back into bondage. Amen? So as we continue through this Lenten journey, let us recommit our lives to living as credible witnesses for Christ, so that when people are in our presence, they see him. Amen? They see him shining through us. There is nothing better in this world. Amen? People can give you all the accolades. You can have all the power in the world, but it means nothing. But to see Christ shining through you, that's worth it all. Amen? Spanish priest and theologian Saint Ignatius of Loyola wrote this: Our only desire, and our one choice should be this: I want and I choose what better leads to the deepening of God's life in me. That's what Lent's about. It's a season where we take stock of where we are spiritually, and we rededicate our lives to living our best for Christ. We repent of our sin and our waywardness and our willfulness. And when we do stuff we know we have no business doing, amen? We say things, we think things, we take on attitudes that are not godly at all, and we know it, and we give ourselves a pass. God's not giving us a pass. Amen? Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins so that we don't have to walk in them anymore. And now we are called to seek what best deepens his life, his character in us. May that be our prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you. You're so good. Your love is so amazing. God, you love us right where we are, but your love is so powerful that it transforms us and we cannot stay the way we were. But you desire us to yield our lives and submit to you. So I pray, God, as we continue through this Lenten season, that you would just truly purify our hearts, our minds, knock on the doors of our hearts, that whatever we need to yield to you, that we don't need to take back, we would do so, Father. Lord, that you might shine brightly through us, that somebody might want to come to know you because they see you reflected in how we live. In the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.